The troubles in the Middle East seem not to have dissuaded President Bush from going after Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. White House spokesman Ari Fleischer yesterday reiterated what he called the long-standing American policy of intending to change the Iraqi regime. But the conflict in the Middle East and the unfinished operation against the Al-Qaeda network in Afghanistan are raising questions about when conditions will be right to proceed with a war in Iraq. NPR's Tom Jeldom reports.
The American officer who would lead a war against Iraq is the same man directing the war in Afghanistan, Army General Tommy Franks. As head of the U.S. Central Command, Franks is responsible for military operations in the Middle East and some nearby countries. Afghanistan has kept him busy for the past 7 months, but U.S. commanders plan for various war scenarios in their theaters of operation, and a new war in Iraq is something for which General Franks should be ready.
I believe that in keeping with our strategic approach around the world, that we have the capability to continue this operation in Afghanistan and undertake whatever the president might ask us to do.
What President Bush ultimately tells Franks to do in Iraq will depend on discussions now underway inside the administration. There are debates about what kind of war would be needed and when it should be fought. Senior defense officials insist final decisions have not yet been made. For the 1991 Gulf War, the United States sent more than 500,000 troops to the area and drove Iraqi forces out of Kuwait. That operation was possible because the rulers of Saudi Arabia were so worried about Saddam Hussein's next move that they allowed the United States to base troops and aircraft in Saudi territory. The situation is different today. Arab and Muslim governments are focused on Israeli-Palestinian violence and apparently in no mood to cooperate in a new war. Anthony Cordesman, a military analyst at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, wonders how the United States would proceed against Iraq just now.
I think at this point in time, we simply have no allies in the region prepared to support the United States in a major military effort to overthrow Saddam Hussein.
A new war against Iraq would clearly have to be different from the first one. A senior Pentagon official with experience in the region and knowledge of current planning says the next Gulf War will be, quote, innovative. My sense, he says, is we'll do everything possible to avoid having to use massive ground forces. The lack of good basing, he says, is a huge constraint. To the extent U.S. troops are needed, some might be based on the decks of aircraft carriers parked offshore, as was done for the Afghanistan War. The United States might also base its war commander outside the region. General Franks has run the Afghanistan War from his headquarters in Tampa, Florida. It's possible, he says, because next to his office he has a high-tech war room where aides can give him an instant video display of the latest war developments.
20 or 25 times a day, I can simply walk in and get a sense for what the battlefield looks like. Pull up a C2 PC. What you're looking at is current locations of our activities inside Afghanistan to include aircraft in flight, and it updates itself with a frequency of less than a minute.
The general who had Tommy Franks' job in 1991, Norman Schwarzkopf, moved to Saudi Arabia for the Gulf War. General Franks won't say whether he'd run a new Iraq war from Florida, but it is an option.
I can tell you, 10, 15, 20 years ago, it would never have even occurred to me to conduct an operation thousands of miles away without very close proximity. It does occur to me today. We have the capacity and we have the flexibility.
A new war against Iraq could make use of advances in weaponry. Even long-range aircraft now carry precision-guided bombs, so an air war could be waged from a distance. There are also opposition forces in Iraq who could handle some of the fighting responsibilities. Some military analysts say the only countries whose cooperation would be vital would be Turkey, a NATO ally, and Kuwait, still indebted to the United States for its liberation. On the other hand, Anthony Cordesman says cutting too many corners in a new operation against Iraq would be a risky way to go.
Nothing could be more disastrous than to either back the opposition and see it crushed, or to start something using U.S. forces and find ourselves several divisions or several air wings short.
If U.S. troops and aircraft are based in only a few places, Cordesman warns, Iraqi forces will find it easier to defend their country.
What we need is at least enough heavy armor and enough broad-based capability to maneuver so Iraq doesn't know exactly where we're coming from. So it can't defend just along one line, and where we have enough heavy firepower to rapidly suppress Iraq.
Another issue is how soon the U.S. military will be ready to fight another war. In the aftermath of the Afghanistan operation, the supply of some precision-guided bombs is low. There are not enough unmanned aircraft available for surveillance missions. A recent readiness report prepared for Congress concluded that strains in these areas, quote, will remain high as the Defense Department continues to prosecute the war on terror, unquote. Does that mean the U.S. military couldn't handle a war in Iraq right now? Nonsense, says Elliot Cohen, a professor of strategic studies at Johns Hopkins University.
Remember, in World War II, this country fought two very large wars on completely different sides of the globe.
At the U.S. Central Command, General Franks won't disclose his own thinking about Iraq, but it's clear he and his fellow war planners are making recommendations.
What we do is we consider our capabilities, we think our way through what the requirements might be, we determine what we believe is feasible, and then that becomes the planning set that we have for any particular operation, and it's dynamic. It continues to refresh itself.
As for when an operation against Iraq should be undertaken, senior military leaders interviewed on background for this report were unanimous in saying the time is not yet right. If we did something now, says one officer, the whole region would blow. Military commanders have reportedly been told they won't be asked to fight during the summer months, when the heat and prevailing winds would make it harder for U.S. troops to defend themselves against chemical weapons. Beyond that, the timing is not clear. Elliot Cohen argues that President Bush should consider moving quickly on Iraq, even over the objections of military leaders.
The American military is enormously able. It is, as is entirely appropriate, led by people who are very cautious about the use of force, who want to make sure that we can do things with the absolute minimum of American casualties, who want to be certain that we will be able to do what we want to do. That doesn't mean that political leaders should make their judgments based on those kinds of considerations.
Cohen argues that the Middle East is a region that respects the use of power. A triumph now over Saddam Hussein, he argues, could actually relieve the Israeli-Palestinian conflict rather than aggravate it. Cohen's thinking is said to be close to that of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and the Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz. On the other hand, the uniformed military leadership, as well as the State Department, has generally argued that the United States should be careful not to rock the boat even more in the Middle East just now. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.